when you give musa to somebody, the halacha is that you have to give it gently and without giving it in a manner that will cause him embarrassment. There's one exception that I can recall now. The exception is when someone speaks in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz. Shulchan Aruch says, you scream at him, you embarrass him in public. Why? Why is there a din? Why is this different from every din of Techecho that you, where you're supposed to give it gently, not to embarrass him? Here you're supposed, you're allowed to embarrass him, Garim Boy, because speaking in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz, the Chil Hashem, here the Chazan and the Tzibur addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and someone dares to speak in the middle, it's a Chil Hashem. Malkam Sheish Chil Hashem in Chulkin Kovod L'Rav. You don't give Kovod to humans where Hashem's glory or Hashem's honor is being affected. And the same thing is true for any other part of davening. For davening in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, or between Bengava Lagava, there should be no speaking. It's a Chil Hashem. Davening in the middle of in a shul, in general, in a shul, one shouldn't talk to one tailing, especially davening at a time when the tzibur is addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what could be better than having every shul in the entire world undertaking a campaign to stop the speaking in shul? Stop it, it will bring brocha to everyone who davens in a shul, it will bring a brocha to Klal Yisrael, it will enhance the level of davening that every individual has when he comes to shul. It will be a Kiddush Hashem. Instead of a Chil Hashem, it will be a Kiddush Hashem, the Hashem bench. All those who are oisik in this program of getting people to institute these various enhancement of the davening to be successful, and may every shul in the world undertake no talking in shul. Thank you.